the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Padre Martinez talks about his family history. When Padre Martinez peered out into the patio in the morning, the sun was already beginning to brighten the eastern sky. As he went out, he couldn't help but notice that the hermit was hastily throwing his black cloak over what seemed to be a nail-studded leather vest. But the studs on the vest weren't pointing out. Surely, thought Padre Martinez, the nails aren't pointing in. The image of the hermit wearing such a painful article of clothing caused him to wince. Just then the hermit turned around. "So," said Giovanni, giving himself a final tuck, "how did you sleep?" "I slept like a rock," replied Padre Martinez. "It must be," said Giovanni, "because one always sleeps best in his own home." "Ah, but that wasn't always the case," continued Padre Martinez. "My parents were from a village further on down the road. They were from Abiquiu, but my father needed to move the family to Taos in 1804. The times were different then, and he needed to get us an education. So we came to Taos." Giovanni was intrigued by the story that Padre Martinez had started to tell him, so he shifted closer to the cleric and listened attentively. "My ancestors," began Padre Martinez, "were listed among the first settlers in New Mexico. They came with the Oñate expedition of 1598. Of course, in those days, their surname was the hyphenated Martin Serrano. But in the due course of time, the name was shortened to Martin, and then the suffix E-Z was added to it. My father, Don Severino, had grown up in the patio of Santa Rosa de la Capilla. He was baptized on the 13th of January of 1761. He was one of three children born to Jose Martin and Micaela Valdez. He also had a half-sister named Gertrudis, who was a famula." "What does famula mean?" asked Giovanni. "That means," continued the priest, "that my grandfather had had a child with a local Indian woman, and so Gertrudis was raised in his household as a housekeeper. As my father came of age, he met and he married my mother. Following the custom of the times, on his wedding day, my father wore his hair in two braids falling down over his shoulders. My mother wore her hair up in a braid that was coiled on top of her head. The only makeup that added a little color to her face was a blush made from the Romaria bush. Since she was more poor than my father was, all that she brought to him as part of her dowry were 20 varas of land, which my father then traded in for a bull. He himself brought to the marriage union 175 varas of land, 13 cows, and a saddle horse. That is how married life began for them. They had six of us children. I am the eldest of the brothers. My other siblings include Maria Estefana, Juana Maria, Jose Maria, Jose Santiago, and Juan Pascual Bailon. My mother saw the need to raise us in a good society and also in a clean house. That is when my father bought a house just to the west of the Rio Pueblo from Antonio Archuleta, and he enlarged it. He added many rooms to it, conforming to two patios in the center. In the year 1810, there was a struggle taking place between Mexico and Spain, and about 8 years thereafter, Governor Alberto Maynes gave my father a large tract of land in the valley of San Cristobal. That same year, he was jailed here in town because of a dispute that he had had over a mule with some members of the Sanchez family. Ay Dios. The mayor of that time was Juan de Dios Peña. He wanted to make an example of my father, and so he had him put in stocks. Then he invited local Indians to dance in the plaza at 3 o'clock in the afternoon so that the crowd could see my father's disgrace. Father Benito Peredo, who used to help out in ranchos, would bring him chocolate in his jail cell and massage his swollen ankles. But in 1821, my father then became mayor of Taos, and then, then he had his revenge. He became a very wealthy man. When he made out his will in 1825, he owned 1,152 sheep, 60 goats, 62 horses, 28 mules, 9 burros, 41 oxen and 6 pigs. He also owned 5 large tracts of land along the Rio, as well as a mill, and 29 rooms in various houses. His estate was worth 7,507 pesos. He had 800 pesos in cash, and he was owed another 840 pesos by his debtors. He was buried under the nave of the Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I miss him. Giovanni could see that he was overcome. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.